This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Millions of people have been displaced by the war in Ukraine. A Chicagoan who emigrated from Mexico wants to help them by organizing a humanitarian mission to the war-torn country, but he's having a hard time rallying the support of his community. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka has the story.
Esteban Burgoa's real estate office on the northwest side is an assembly of cardboard boxes. Cans of soup, sleeping bags, trauma kits, anything that Chicagoans have been leaving on his doorstep since he began shipping aid to Ukraine. Just this morning, an elderly man in a stroller dropped off a box of adult diapers.
This guy is barely walking, and he's carrying this thing. But that's the people I love, and I think that's the people that God sends along the way to me.
People that God sends to him, he says. Burgoa, who wears a denim vest and has a silver buzz cut, has done this sort of thing before. When earthquakes shook Mexico in 2017, he drove a truckload of aid there all the way from Chicago. He points to a photo on his desk of people lining up for food in Oaxaca.
If you can see, there were thousands of people waiting in there. And I saw them all night long, all day long, under the sun, no water, no food, no bathrooms, no nothing.
So when he saw on TV thousands of Ukrainian refugees waiting at the Polish border, he knew he needed to go there and feed them. He made some calls, and he got two pastors and two cooks to join him. But there's a big caveat. They need to raise 15 grand to cover travel costs and buy the supplies to set up a mobile kitchen. It sounds like a lot of money, but Burgoa says that will cover only the bare minimum.
We're losing money going over there. I mean, we're volunteers. We could stay here and work and say, I don't care. But we cannot live with that in my conscience.
Burgoa came from Mexico as a teen and served in Iraq in his 20s. He says the PTSD he experienced helps him understand the pain of Ukrainians.
I know when a tank is moving on you. I mean, I know when snipers shoot on you. I've been through that. And most people don't understand that.
This includes his Ukrainian wife, who's against his activism. Because when disaster strikes, he abandons his kids, his real estate business, and he takes off. This time around, she's also worried for his life.
That's my choice. And I think sometimes you risk your life in order to save other people.
On a rainy Saturday, Burgoa and a handful of volunteers are taping blue and yellow balloons outside a Mexican tavern in the Pilsen neighborhood. They're kicking off a weekend of fundraising. Among the volunteers is José Landeverde, one of the priests joining the mission. He looks around the mostly empty tavern and admits it's been hard to rally the support of the Latino community, which has its own struggles.
Do you know there have been a lot of questions, for example, to me, why you are supporting the Ukrainians when we have a lot of immigrants on the border?
Burgoa has also been asked the same question, and he says he has to give priority to those suffering the most. It's what his faith calls him to do.
When you see women, children being bombed and turned into pieces and blown up in the air, it's not pretty, okay? Life is on the line. When you're immigrating from Central America, you're looking, running for maybe crime, maybe for looking for work, things like that, but nobody's putting you a gun or a bomb or a missile over your head. It's a big difference.
Despite the low turnout, his small group did land their first check.
Yeah, we got one. We got one right now. This Alderman Rebolleras, he donated $500 to the cause.
But by midweek, with about $3,000 raised, Burgoa still isn't anywhere near his goal. Over the phone, he said he isn't giving up. If he doesn't raise enough money, he says he'll pay for the trip out of pocket, even if he's forced to take fewer people with him.
We need the support, we need to raise the awareness, and we want people to understand that what's happening out there is called genocide.
For now, he'll continue fundraising and hoping people will come around. Anna Savchenka, WBEZ News.